don't look at me.
Another variant.
All right. You've seen what we did to him. Now tell me where the others are hiding. Somehow that makes me so excited.
Finished at last. There's more than one way to make a child eat what's good for him. Today, a vegetable snowman. Tomorrow, a liver collie. Oh, Mert, look what Daddy made especially for you.
Yay!
Stop crying. It's all right.
No, it isn't all right. It isn't. I don't have any friends. None at all. Nobody will play with me.
You're just like George Steinbrenner.
Son, wait. Wait, you haven't even seen what happens when I add the gravy.
Oh.
Poor little guy. He was having such a good time in the park on the sled hill. And then he tried to get on the toboggan.
Wait a minute. You went to the sled hill and you didn't take me?
Will you let me finish, please? And when he tried to get on the toboggan, and when he did, the parents pulled all their kids off. They thought he was a man. Oh, well, you should have seen the look on his face. He's starting to realize he's different.
All right, Mint. But he doesn't buy our story about being just big bone, huh? Well, it's time to tell him that he's half orchid and half an earthling.
Daddy, could I borrow one of your new razor blades? The reason I ask is, mine are all dull from trying to sharpen my crayons.
Oh, surely, son.
See, I want to get this real clean so that I can play with the kids, or they in turn will play with me. No, solitaire is a game, but it's not a way of life.
Maybe now is the time to tell him.
This is a very delicate situation. If you choose the words very carefully.
The 13 days of Halloween.
What's that?
Well, the title is Rejection, Descending the Staircase.
Oh.
My blue period.
Oh, don't feel that way, sweetheart. You have Mommy and Daddy.
Not just Mommy and Daddy. It's Mommy and Daddy and...
King Arcanu!
Senior Goodness has something he wants to tell you, Mirth, doesn't he, Daddy?
He sure does, Min. What about that, Senior Goodness?
Why should I tell him? He's your child. Take responsibility.
Well, one of you tell him.
All right, Min. Tell you what, let's take a vote.
What do you vote for?
I vote for the Shiksa Queen.
Me too. It's unanimous.
Are you sticking out?
You got it, sweet short.
Mirth, sweetheart. Have you ever noticed that you aren't exactly like all the other kids?
Of course. First, it's the other day in the market. I was the only kid that couldn't get in the wire basket.
Sweetheart, the reason is...
The reason is, son, me. You see, I'm not exactly a hometown boy. I'm not even in the ballpark, is it? I'm from another planet.
No!
See.
Stop it, Daddy. You mustn't tread around like that with me, especially when I'm your only child.
Sweetheart, Daddy isn't kidding. Maybe Mommy can explain it better. Look over here,
Mark. See, Mommy's using visual aid. She's telling the story really well. That's the letter O.
This is the planet Earth. You were born here, and so was I. And way over here, millions and millions of miles away, is the planet Ork.
Yes, see? Ork, the show-me planet. I flew all the way from Ork back here to Earth.
No, I just don't like the tone of this conversation.
Son, you see,
I was sent here to observe.
See?
Yes, see, observe, yes. And I met your mother, and she couldn't keep her hands off me, and the rest of it.
And that means that you're half orphan and half earthling.
Is that why I'm different than the rest of the kids?
Well, just for a little while. But pretty soon you look just like them, because you see, the orphan part of you is aging backwards. That's why you're getting smaller. And the older you get, the younger you look, just like Lena Horne.
See how unique you are, sweetheart?
I'm not unique. I'm a freak. Kids call me Butchie the Dog-Faced Boy.
Sweetheart, don't you ever think that. You know, on Orc, all the kids look just like you. And someday Daddy's going to take us there.
Well, why can't he take us there now?
Well, we can't go there now, sweetheart, because you live here with us. And Grandma and Grandpa.
And me with these little stupid balls on my head.
Why me? Why do I have to be different?
Well, being different isn't bad.
Come on now, son, look. Look at the good side. I mean, you never have to do jury duty. And you never have a vaccination mark. And you can do wonderful, neato things like this. What?
No, no. Stop it. Stop it.
Mark, you're scaring us. Sweetheart, I know it's hard for you to understand now. But later you'll see that you're very unique and there's no one else like you in the whole universe.
Yeah, we love you, little half and half pint.
Oh, no. This has all gotten terribly heavy for me all of a sudden. I have to be alone, that's all. I have to be alone.
Okay, we'll be downstairs if you need us, all right?
Okay.
Probably harder for him to understand than an episode of Hill Street Blues.
I mean, I love it when you wear just the hat.
Oh, Murr, breakfast time.
Come in.
Get it, come on now.
He's not there.
What?
He's gone. This is on his bed.
Oh, no. Mark, I knew we shouldn't tell him he's an alien. Mark, run away.
Just be calm now. I mean, I'll go out and look for him, and you stay here in case he comes back.
Well, how are you going to know where to look?
Now, be brave, little pooter. I mean, we Orkans have an incredible way of communicating with each other. Don't you worry about a thing.
Mark!
Days if you're a ghost.
No one's ever going to be able to fill my kids' shoes. You know, if they had these in the Titanic, four more people would have lived.
Oh, Mark. We've looked everywhere. We just can't find him. I think we're going to have to call the police.
Oh, no way, Min. If they find out that he's our child, I mean, they're going to lock us up. And I'm not that eager to see a Johnny Cash concert.
Did you find him?
Oh, yes and no.
Well, what do you mean?
The airport. I saw him at the airport. Oh.
We couldn't have gotten far, and if he wandered in the coffee shop, he's probably still waiting for service. Come on, Min, let's go.
No. He was with those cult people in the Black Rose.
So you told me him?
Yes, I tried to speak to him, and they wouldn't let me near him. So I called a cop, and he told me that Merce was a grown man, and he could do whatever he wanted to. And the next thing I knew, they were driving him away in a van.
No.
Min, come on, let's put the pedal to the metal, hop in the Jeep, and go find Murph. Come on, Min.
It's not going to be that easy. Remember when I did that piece on the Utopians?
Yes, and they'll brainwash people until they'll give up everything.
Even their identity.
Sounds like a cult we had in Orc called the Rosarians. They try and try, but they can't get the stains out of your dry cleaning.
Well, if we can't call the police, what are we going to do?
We're going to take action. Because nothing's going to stop me from finding my child. Except for one thing. I don't know where he is.
Well, the Utopians have a retreat up in the mountains, not too far from here. That is protected like a fortress with barbed wire and guard dogs.
Sounds like it would be easier to get James Watton to the Sierra Club.
The only thing we can do is to try and break them out ourselves.
Mindy, that sounds dangerous, and I'm going to go with
you.
No, Dad, you'd really be better if you'd stay here by the phone. You might call.
If we're not back by midnight, turn off the crock pot.
call him in. Haul to us. Haul to us.
Can't be like my hem caught in a sprinkler head. Why couldn't we have got those designer robes? You know, the ones with the split up the side. Wait a minute. Let's get a better idea. How about you check down here and I'll hide under your robe?
Look, this is as scary as yours, but we gotta keep thinking about Murph. Somebody's coming.
Who?
Murph, sweetheart. Have you ever...
Ba, 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 ba,
Come on, man. We got to get these robes back or there's going to be one judge looking real casual.
You sleep up in here. I will go feed the love attack dog.
Steady, Baba Gentle. And say hello to Baba Bow Wow, please. Everything is beautiful in its own way.
There he is.
No, it's worse than I thought, Min. I hate that song.
Right, don't scream.
Mommy and Daddy, I'm not Murph anymore. No, I'm Baba Swell. Everybody here loves me. I went out to the airport, you see, to try to get some flights to Earth. There were no flights. Who came along? But the Babas. To save me. They were good to me. This place is like utopia. Understand? Except the food.
Sweetheart, Mommy knows all about this place, and it's not what you think. Now, come on, we're taking you home.
I can't go. I can't. You see, I'm Baba's love child.
Oh, no, what they've gotten to him. What are we going to do?
Sorry, Miss Hyman, I can deprogram him.
So, Baba Love loves you, huh? Well, where was Baba Love when you had that cold, huh, Mammy? Mm-hmm. Did Baba Love take you to the park and teach you how to eat string cheese and...
I can't. I want you to meet my friend.
Everything is beautiful in its own way.
What's going on here? Anybody order a Zen pizza?
They were trying to take me home, and I just...
Outside of pizza!
Hey, easy, please. Be gentle with them. Be gentle.
Let's go! Oh! Is this the way you treat emissaries of Baba Love?
If you're emissaries, why are your robes different from ours?
Well, these are our way uniforms.
This is an outrage. We bring you a special message from Baba Love.
Yes, ditto. Oh, children, perhaps this is the dental plan we've all been chanting for.
What is it?
Yes. Tell them what it is, Baba Lou.
Thank you, Baba Pooter. Baba Love sends his love. And so does his brother Baba, who plays for the Green Bay Packers. You know, Baba Love not only sends his love, because Baba Love is love. Score now, love. I want to talk about love just for a moment. We know that love is a wonderful thing. It is a powerful thing. And sometimes it's misspelled by girls dancing in front of speakers at Grateful Dead concerts going,
love, love.
We know that this can be a meaningful experience. But love is no substitute for recreation. What Baba Love wants to plan for the 80s is a new concept.
Play.
Yes. Let's put the fun back in fundamentalism. You know what I mean? Because all we have to do now, we're going to have the first annual Baba Love Scavenger Hunt.
They're lying. Utopians don't go on scavenger hunts.
You dare doubt the word of Baba Love?
Oh, back two lines now. Let's move to get a little human car wash. Okay, ready? Area, very much. Now we must decide what we are going to look for on our scavenger hunt. Okay? Here's a list of things we'll all be looking for. Number one, one burning or badly charred bush. One, also one partially hidden truth, some newer used karma, anything else you can find, one copy of The Prophet, autographed by Sean Cassidy, one bed of Naugahyde woman panties. Now, first couple back wins a dinner for two at Bubba Love's House of Prayer and Rib. So, good luck, happy hunting, and be here now, if not, get there later. Don't move!
Whoa, you're really generating some negative energy here. I think what you need is a sign from Bubba Love.
Whoa! You got it. All you Bob-Obs A through M, follow me. The rest are on your own.
Wait. I'm going on the scavenger hunt.
We just want to talk to you for a minute.
Yes, but I want to catch up with them. I don't want to be left behind.
Mesmer.
Why did you run away? Well, because I was an alien. Kids wouldn't play with me. Finally found a place where everybody was the same.
So you want to be just like everybody else, huh? Well, Mert, that's an easy thing to do. That's very safe. But being different, well, that takes a lot of courage. All right, you can stay here and never have to think or make a decision for yourself.
Or you can go out and go to the real world and have joyous confrontations with hypocrisy, violence, nuclear holocaust, and overbearing salespeople.
Yes, Daddy is right. There are a lot of bad things, but most of it is good in the world.
Oh, please come home, Mert. Because no one can ever love you as much as we do, because we love you for who you are.
That's right.
Yes, but who am I?
You're Mert McConnell, our son.
You want me to come home, for sure?
Yes.
Okay, can I keep the robe?
Yes.
Can I go on the scavenger hunt?
No.
Oof, just testing. Bye-bye, Broom. Boy, it's sure good to be back in my little warm egg again.
Good night, sweetheart. And remember, if you ever have problems, you can come to us. You don't have to run away. We're your family. We love you.
Thank you, Mommy. Good night, son. Oh. Oh.
Sweet.
I will.
Oh, it's so nice to have you back. It's great to be a family again.
Oh, man. So nice now that he knows that he's an alien, too. Think of all the wonderful things I can teach him. I mean, teach him to sit on his face, drink with his finger, the old organ songs. Beep, jee, bam, do, bam, boo, be, da, ring, back to the ring, ba, bo, zam, bee, de, ra, de, bam, new or.
Mommy hates to be a killjoy. But it's too late for orphans to be on you. Good night, Merv. Big kiss.
Oh, well, you could have thought, man, there was a part for you in a musical.
Come in, old pudgy potentate.
Mort.
Sir?
Is that who I think it is?
Oh, yes, sir. It's the universe's one and only Mirth McConnell.
Sir, it's been a very difficult week for Mirth because, you see, Mindy and I had to try and explain the truth about his heritage.
He must have been devastated to find out he was half-Earthling.
Oh, no, sir. Au contraire. That's the other way around, you see, because finally he learned to accept not only his birthright and his heritage, but the fact that he can't order off the children's menu.
Very commendable, Mort.
Thank you, sir.
Now, let me say Nanu to the little fellow.
Oh, Sir Demosa.
Mert, come down here and say hello to your godfather, the Big O.
Nanu, sir. It's an honor to meet you, sir.
Nanu, Mert. I see you make up in manners what your father lacks.
You better believe it, Batso.
What?
Pardon me, sir. It's nap time. We better be running along. Till next week, Thunder Thighs. Mork and Mert, signing off.
Nanu! Nanu!
Fatso, why the go? That was that guy with the gummy.
Thank you.